Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo. We're reading through the Bible in the book of Joshua, and this is chapter 8. And in this chapter, there are 35 verses, and we'll have some commentary. And let's all go to the throne of the Lord, and we know that He's already provided everything for us. We need to have faith in that which the Lord has provided for us. Because, again, I'm going to say, as the Bible says, that the power of God works by faith. Or the things that God has provided for us already, we are able to receive by faith. And we're able to work the things of the Lord by faith. In this chapter, it tells how God has already provided victory for the people of Israel because they did away with Achan, who had sinned horribly by disobeying the very orders of God. And a lot of people today believe that you really don't have to do anything, that God did it all. But every chapter of the Bible tells us that if we keep the commandments of the Lord, and if we have faith in the things that God has already provided for us, everything is, we have it already, the Bible states. And when we ask for something that we need, we already have it if we have the faith, because the power of God is available to all those that have faith. Salvation is gotten to us because it's already been provided by faith. Healing is available to us because it's already available to us. And we receive that by the power of healing, the power of salvation. It's provided for us because it's already a done deal. But the only way we can have it is by faith. Victory in this chapter and in our lives has already been provided for us if we keep God's commandments, if we have the faith to keep God's commandments. So everything is provided. Miracles are provided. Healing is one thing, and then miracles is something else. Because there could be a person that has been born blind, or they don't even have some person has had their iris and they're removed completely, and anything in their eyes that would have make them have the ability to see is gone completely. And yet, so that person doesn't need healing. What they need is a miracle, because if the eyeball isn't even there and you can see out of an eye socket, or God could refashion a eyeball inside that socket, that isn't healing. That's a miracle. Amen?
Yeah.
And so it's complete restoration of an eyeball or another hand. God could do everything. Amen?
Yeah.
And so these things are already provided for us, and the power to receive them is there. Power is one thing and faith is another. So you have to have both ingredients. You have to have the power of God, and you have to have the faith to receive that power, the power of salvation that's already provided, the power of victory, which is already provided. Because it says so in the Bible that it's provided. We have to believe the Lord, because that's how we're saved, is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of salvation, the power of healing, the power of victory, the power to not be depressed. How could anybody be depressed when God has provided everything in the entire universe for us, including immortality, eternal life? But that power doesn't work without faith, because the Bible says grace, or the power of God, worketh by faith. Amen?
Amen.
It's just like I mentioned in the service the other night, is that we can have power provided for our house that we live in, but it's upon our initiative to have faith enough to walk over to the light switch and turn it on. Amen?
Amen.
And there may be power coming into your television set or your radio, but you have to have faith enough to turn it on. Amen?
Amen.
Or anything that works that way. You have a coffee pot, you have to have the faith. Everything is provided there. But you have to have faith to put water in the pot, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Grind up the coffee and put it in there. And then take it and plug it into the wall and then make sure it's plugged into the coffee pot, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to be plugged into the Lord, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Because the power is already provided there. But you have to have the faith to make it work, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the Bible says the power of God worketh by faith. Amen?
Amen?
Okay, to do, to work. He says that we have to work. He said, yeah, what do we have to work? Well, we have to believe that everything is provided for us and then have faith to receive it. Amen?
Amen.
That's what we have to do. We have to have faith in Jesus, faith in God, to receive His power. All the gifts of God, the gifts that lay hands on people and be healed, to be healed yourself, all the gifts of being able to speak in tongues and to prophesy, all the gifts of laying hands on people and speaking to dead bodies and to cause them to raise from the dead, the power to preach the gospel to people that are lost and have them raised from the dead, their spirits raised from the dead. To preach the gospel to them in such a convincing way that they have faith to reach out to God for the things that have already been provided, that is already a done deal. We don't have to have faith to make God work, because God, all His works were finished. Amen? When Jesus said, it is finished, and when God worked on the 6 days and created everything, and then for people to believe, well, we know what we can see. But if you read the Bible, you'll see that everything that has been provided in this world that you can see was provided by God with things that you can't see. Amen?
Amen.
The invisible, anything that is visible, was created by that which is invisible. You know, just think about that. So if the invisible begat everything that you can see, then you should have more faith in the invisible that begat it, that fathered it, than you have in what you can see. Amen?
Yeah.
Because the very world, you can see that if we have pictures of the these satellites that went up, and you can see the Earth is round and that there's no bolts, chains, gaffles, or anything holding the world up. It's held up by invisibility. You know, it's invisible. So we should have more faith. Yeah, this world is very heavy, and you just try to lift up a bus sometimes, or a car, or a building. But there's all kinds of buildings on this earth, buses and all the humans put together. Try to hold up a half a dozen humans at one time. People would have difficulty in holding up even one human that weighs a couple of hundred pounds, amen, or more. But the Lord, who is invisible, He's the Spirit, is holding up everything and created everything that you can see and that you can't see. So we should have more faith in the invisible God, who now we can see if we die. Because no man can see God and live at the same time. You have to die first before you can live. That's what Jesus said. He likened it as like a seed from corn, a seed of corn or wheat or something. It cannot multiply. It cannot create unless it dies. Amen?
Amen.
It has to die first before it. And if it dies, you throw it in the ground and it starts rotting in there. And then there's a germination with inside the seed that comes forth out of the death, and it sprouts up and brings forth many seeds. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And so this, and he, likens unto resurrection unto life, whereby being born again of the Spirit, the invisible power of God that holds everything up enters into your human spirit and causes you and I to be a son and a daughter of God. Amen?
Amen.
And causes us to have a oneness with God. We become united with Him. And then when we have that, then we are to begin knowing God by reading His Bible, the Bible, and it brings forth faith in, it doesn't bring forth, and faith doesn't do anything but get us to know God. Our faith is not going to work miracles. It will not. Because the miracles have all already been provided for us, amen?
Mm-hmm.
But what our faith does is give us the ability to believe that God has already provided everything for us. Faith gives us the ability to receive what God has already provided for us. Amen?
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
If people can actually remember that, well, then you have the faith to receive the power. Okay, so in other words, the lights are already, the power is already in the house. But you have to have the faith to go over, and you can't be timid about it. I really don't know if I should turn the switch on or not, because I really don't know if it's going to work. But go over and try it. You know, amen? You know, just turn the switch on and let's see. Amen?
Yeah.
Well, you have faith in the electric company. Amen? Well, or else you say, well, we go over and turn the switch. The house is just built. The electric company hasn't been here. You haven't been united with the electric company yet. But when you become a born-again Christian, you've been united with the Lord, and so the light's on. He's the light of the world, amen?
Amen.
And you turn that light on by asking Him to enter into your spirit. And then you have to read the Word so you can tell that everything has been provided for you. And then it's easy for you to just reach out and get that which God has already provided. Because He said, when you pray, pray that you already have it, that God has already provided it for you, and then whatsoever you ask, you shall have it. Amen?
Yeah.
Because a power or grace worketh by faith. Amen?
Yeah.
You get the message. Amen?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's all provided. You don't have to say, oh God, heal me, heal me. It's like calling up the electric company and say, oh, electric company, turn the lights on. Turn the lights. Did you go to the switch, they'll say?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, no, but you turn on the lights. Oh, come on, you. No, sir, ma'am, we already provided the power for you. Turn on the switch. Well, we just don't believe in it. Well, can't you see how crazy that is? Now, He that is invisible already provided everything for us. Every gift that there is, salvation, healing of any kind, all kinds. By my stripes, you were healed. It's a done deal. Amen?
Yeah.
And we read from Ephesians yesterday. Let's go to the second chapter of Ephesians and read another verse. Let's read verse 8 in Ephesians of chapter 2. And let's see what that says.
For by grace are you saved.
By power are you saved. By God's power, in other words, it's already been provided. Amen?
Yeah.
All you got to do is come to the Lord and say, oh Lord, save me. And He does it. Amen?
Yeah.
All you got to do is go to the electric company and say, turn us on. Yeah. And they do. They come in and pay the money. But the Lord says, come without money. Amen?
Yeah.
And He turns the juice on. And salvation enters right into you. But He said, but there's a provision there. You know, you have to keep the commandments. You have to believe the Word. You have to do what the power company tells you, because if you cut the wires, in other words, if you sin, then all the power is not there anymore. I mean, how are you going to have power in the building if you cut the wires outside? Huh? You can't. Oh, does that make you sad? Just leave the scissors or the knife inside the house. Don't cut the wires, all right? Just don't sin, okay? Then the power is still there if you have the faith to receive it. The Everything that's been provided is still there. Okay, so have faith, believe, receive God's power, because you can have power, but God's power is there, but it's not available unless you have faith to receive it. Don't think that your faith is going to make God snap too. He's not going to snap too unless you believe, like you could have faith to that you can turn into a monkey. Well, there's nothing in God's word says that you, by faith, can turn into a monkey, so that won't happen. You have faith that it will be, or that you can dissolve. Houdini wanted to be able to dissolve in front of people, but there's nothing in God's word that says that that can happen, just by him thinking himself outside the door or someplace else. Only that which God has provided is available by faith. Okay? So don't try to invent something for you to be able to do other to receive other than what God has already provided. Amen?
Amen?
Now in this chapter, chapter 8, it says that God has already provided victory for them because they put the sin away in the camp of Israel. Amen?
Yeah.
So it says victory is yours. He says, don't be afraid. Okay, don't be afraid, because I'm going to go in there and I'm going to fight for you, and there's not going to be anyone that's killed. Now, how's that? Isn't that wonderful to have victory to the point to where you know that you're not going to be killed? Well, some of the disciples were killed, yes, but their faith, you can read the Bible and see that their faith hadn't been fully developed. Like John the Baptist started doubting. He says, Jesus, are you the one? Or the Messiah, really? Are you the one? Or do we look for another? And Jesus started saying, the blind eyes are healed. People are raised from the dead. And demons are cast out. And all these things, because God is all powerful. He holds up the universe. He created everything that you can see, the stars, the moon, the sun. The heavens, the earth, every human being, everything that's on earth. And, you know, if there was anyone that can do more than me, what could God do more than I would do? So you know that I am God. If you don't believe the things that I'm saying, then believe me for the very things that I do, that I've created. I've created all things, the Lord is saying. Amen?
Amen.
Now, you lose your my power, or the things I've provided, because you've lost faith. And now you're going to get your head chopped off. And each one of them may have done something wrong. He says, my people, and they were his people. They what? They perish for the lack of knowledge. Everything is provided. Victory. He says, many of the people of the Lord are going to perish because they lose faith in these last days and have more faith in the stinking Antichrist government. And they have more faith in the Antichrist, his false cult, his church, false church. And they believe the media rather than the Word of God. And they believe in their own power rather than the power of God that holds all things up. Have faith in God and live and have his power. Amen?
Amen?
Because life only comes from God. So why have faith in man? We're to cease our faith in man, in whose nose is just one breath, because there's nothing in man. There's nothing in man that we can have that has provided anything for us. Just like Satan, he can't even defeat you because he has no power to defeat you unless you believe him. Unless you believe him. Now, he only has the power to deceive. He could not have had the power over the human beings that you see him have today unless he first deceives you. He did not. You notice he didn't say, I'm coming into the Garden of Eden and make you, Adam and Eve, you're going to do what I do. And I'll take that. He deceived him. He says, if you, he doesn't work that way because he has no power to make you do anything. He just says, but if you take it, you'll be like God, and you will not die. Isn't that deception? Isn't that a dirty lie? Well, he wants you to do it voluntarily, because he knows you're a free moral agent. And if you believe his words to do the things that God said not to do, well, then you have joined up with him that has no power to provide anything for you but death and hell and the lake of fire. There is nothing that he has to provide you. Your mama has nothing to provide. She hasn't provided anything for you, because you wouldn't have even been in her womb unless it was for God. There wouldn't have been a successful birth for you if it wasn't for God. And so Satan cannot make you do anything. And that's what God wants, is a bunch of people that believe that you cannot. And when you're tempted, when Satan comes and starts trying to tempt you, you'll be like God. It's going to be wonderful for you if you can have just lots of sexual partners, and you wind up with AIDS, CLAP, all these other degenerative diseases, sexual contact by sexual contact, or he comes in the form of a beautiful woman or a handsome looking man. And just looks at you with the eyes, makes some eye contact, and says, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And you know that he's lying. Amen? Mm-hmm. Satan is the spirit is in women also, you know. And they put on those eyelashes and the rouge and the makeup and the shiny looking lipstick. And they're liars and deceivers, and they have nothing to give you but death, hell, and an eternity in the lake of fire. Believe in God, the invisible God, who made everything that is visible. Amen?
Amen.
And his power, because he's provided salvation, he's provided every healing, victory, and all the gifts, and everything for us. And we receive that, all the power that he's already has already provided for us by faith. Power, God's power or grace, worketh by faith. All right, so now, Father, we ask that you bless chapter 8, which tells us that, and tells all the Hebrew children that they're going to have victory because you're the one giving it to them. You were not with them at Ai, at the beginning, because of sin in the camp. And a lot of people don't believe that you're not aware when they sin, that you're not aware when they're attempting to deceive people and do deceive people. When used car salesmen tell them of all the virtues of this rattle trap that they're trying to sell, and all the virtues of a new car that they know when they develop them that they're going to wear out in 2 to 3 years, and all the other mechanical parts that work in a vehicle. We know that everybody is like possessed by the devil, the possessions of Satan. But you want us to be your possession, because you're the one that created us. You're the only one that has the power to save us, to give us victory, to heal us, to give us prosperity, because you say in your word that you want us all to have prosperity. I would that you prosper as your soul prospers. So, Lord, give us prosperity and faith by your word. Your word causes us to have more faith in you and makes us know you more and makes us and should make people love you more, because no one else has ever provided anything for us that is good and everlasting. But you, no one has anything to give us but you. And so, Lord, we just praise and thank you for being you and for giving us all the things that you provided. Lord, we pray that you'll give us more faith as we read your word, because people, I know, pray for faith and everything, but they won't pick up your word. They won't listen to these tapes that you give me. And then they still think that you're going to give them faith. They don't even have faith to believe that they have to read the Word in order to have a faith so that they can receive everything that you provided for them. So, Lord, make them, we pray, I pray, aware of these things. Open up their spiritual ears and their spirit to let you, with your Word, enter more and more into them so that they can have faith to receive that more and more of salvation, which is already provided. What they do is not going to help any, because all the powers is available, just like the electric light company, all the power is available in every socket in the house, but we just have to plug into it, and it'll work, but even more so with you, Lord, if we just really by faith keep your commandments and live according to your Word, everything is provided for us. All things are ours, you say. Hallelujah. Amen. Mm-hmm. The Lord give us this faith to believe and to receive, not just to believe that you're more powerful than the light company, but to receive more power that you have for us than the light company could ever think of providing for us. In Jesus' name. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right. Then go ahead. This is chapter 8, verse 1 of Joshua.
How the Israelites defeated Ai.
Yeah, how are we going to defeat the devil? Just don't believe him, because that all he has the power to do is deceive you. He can't kill you. He can't do anything to you but deceive you. If you want to believe him, I know that most people do. That's on you. That's on you. I'll take the Lord. So me and my house, I'm going to believe God. Alright? I'm going to take what he has for me. If you want to take what Satan, you think Satan has for you, then go ahead and wind up in hell in the lake of fire. Go ahead.
King James Version, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Joshua, fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Take all the people of war with thee, and arise, go up to Ai. I have given into thy hand.
I've already provided. Amen?
Amen.
I provisio. Provisio. Amen. I've already provided. Okay, read. I've already what?
I have given into thy hand the king of Ai.
I did it. Not you, Bunky. Okay. You got destroyed when you sinned. Now you put away the sin in the camp, and now provisio. I've provided something here. I've given you what?
Into thy hand the king of Ai and his people and his city and his land.
Everything. Because God already provided. He knew that from before the foundation of the world. Amen?
Amen.
But they have to believe that. Now they better get out there. They better sashay. Amen?
Amen.
Get out there and just do what he says. Get up there to Ai. Know what?
Verse 2. And thou shalt do to Ai and her king as thou didst unto Jericho and her king. Only the spoil thereof and the cattle thereof shall ye take for a prey unto yourselves.
Now this time you can have this stuff. Now you better take it. When I tell you to take something, take it. When I tell you don't take it, don't take it. All right? Well, how come? Wait a minute, God. Now you're not consistent. He has the right to be consistent this way. Amen?
Amen.
He's got the right to give you at one time and then tell you no, no at another time. He's God. Who are you to doubt it or question him? Who are you that sayest unto him, what doest thou? Well, we don't like, you know, Tony Alamo because he don't look like we like him to look. He's not, you know, whatever. He's not young enough. He's not old enough. You know, each person has a different idea of what a leader of God is supposed to be. He's not tall enough. Either was David. You know. But David was small, but oh my. Amen. Ha ha ha. Right? God'll do what he'll do. He does it to confound people. The choice of God, a human flesh that God makes, has always astounded human beings. The Pharisees, long, beautiful robes. Their hair was combed real neat, not one out of place. And God chose John the Baptist, a wild-looking man that wasn't dressed with the latest fashion. He had camel's hair with fleas in it, and probably some lice. His hair was all disheveled, and I'm not going to believe this guy because he needs to go and get groomed. You know, he's not well groomed. And Paul can't have seeds, but he's got to lead him around. You know, this guy is inferior to everybody else that we see. Ha ha. The Lord confounds people. He wants you to believe the word that they're saying, not the way they look. God doesn't look on the outside of a person. He looks on the inside, and he lives on the inside of those that are faithful. And the ones that are pretty boys, toy girls, and pretty girls, they don't amount to a stinking hill of rat spit. Okay? Because they're all into themselves, primarily, most of them, and they don't amount to a hill of beans or rat hair, a small hill of it. Okay, then what?
Lay thee in ambush for the city behind it. Verse 3. So Joshua arose and all the people of war to go up against Ai.
Yeah, they began doing what the Lord said because they didn't want the same thing to happen to them that happened to Mr. Achan. Okay? Or the other people that they're going up to kill. Because God can turn on you on a dime. They say that a bull can turn on a dime. God can turn on a hair, or less than a hair. You ruffle him, and you disobey him, and you're in so much trouble. So much trouble that you can't even imagine it. And I know that a lot of people today are extremely stupid because the Lord said that people would be mad and this insane in these last days. And if you just don't believe God, you're just one of the many insane people that the Lord prophesied of, that said would be here on earth just before he comes back to earth again. Okay, let's go.
And Joshua chose out 30,000 mighty men of valor and sent them away by night. Verse 4. And he commanded them, saying, Behold, ye shall lie in wait against the city, even behind the city. Go not very far from the city, but be ye all ready. Verse 5. And I and all the people that are with me will approach unto the city. And it shall come to pass, when they come out against us as at the first, that we will flee before them. Verse 6.
Yeah, we're just going to do what the Lord said. We're going to win, so don't worry about it. All right, then what else? Don't worry. God has said, amen? Yeah. Then what? Everything is provided. Don't worry. Your body, it may be telling you that you're dying. You may be taking your last breath, it seems like. Your body is aching and in pain. But the Lord said, by my stripes you were healed. Don't let your body minister doubt to your spirit. Let your spirit minister power. Turn the lights on. Minister faith. And let the faith and the power of God come out of you and overpower your sick body to where it's healed. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah! You're talking about God now. We're not talking about you or your mommy or your daddy or some other weak vessel on this earth. We're talking about God. All right, then what?
For they will come out after us till we have drawn them from the city. For they will say, they flee before us as at the first. Therefore we will flee before them. Verse 7. Then ye shall rise up from the ambush and seize upon the city, for the Lord your God will deliver it into your hand.
He will. Amen?
Amen.
Why? Because we're going to do what he said. We're turning the switch on, and the power is because power or grace worketh by faith. And faith, he sees we're doing something. Now, some people say, well, God's already provided, and so we don't have to do anything. No, you have to be obedient for it to work. Amen? You have to do the work of obedience. Amen?
Amen.
He says, go out and witness and testify to everybody. That's how, and you shall not be destroyed. But if you don't do it, you will be destroyed. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so there's something that goes along with it. Amen?
Amen?
Obedience. You have to get out on the streets. And you have to, when you bring them in, feed them the Word of God and take care of them and convince them. Okay, if you want to live. But my people perish from a lack of what? Wisdom, knowledge, understanding. A lack of faith in the power that's already provided for you. Okay, the victory, the healing, the resurrection, the life eternal, the immortal life. Everything, it's a done deal. By my stripes you are healed. My salvation is yours. Victory is yours, like in this chapter. Just do what I tell you. Prosperity is yours. It's like, well, then I'll just leave my husband and I'll have because I can have prosperity as much as he can. No, if you're obedient to your husband, which the Lord commands you to do, this is the combination, amen, is to obey your husband, to obey those that have the rule over you. You don't do that, and there's no power in your life at all. You may long for the power that your husband has or someone else has, but unless you're, there's no power but that of God. All power in heaven and on earth belongs to Jesus, he said. Amen?
Amen.
And you can't do anything apart from me unless you're united to me. Amen?
Amen.
Unless you're doing what I say. Okay? You're not going to go around corners because you... little boy, you little girl, you're not smart enough. And I don't care if you're 110 or 20 years old, you're still a little girl to the Lord. If you're 120 or 150, you're a man, you're still a little boy to the Lord. There's a little boy inside there. There's a little girl inside you. I don't care how old you are. Just have faith. We must come to the Lord as little children. By my stripes you are healed, and I've provided salvation for you if you believe. And if you believe, go up to Ai and start doing what I say. In the New Testament, I'm saying, go to the highways and hedges and tell people about me, about all this power that is and all these gifts that are provided for them if they will do what I say, if they have faith. Okay, then what?
Verse 8, and it shall be when ye have taken the city.
Oh, it's already, it's not a power. Doesn't say if you take the city, right?
Right.
It said, when we take the city, oh my God, it says when we take the city, not if. Right. When you receive your healing, when you receive your salvation, when victory, amen? When you receive your prosperity, oh my gosh, we're going to be prosperous. The Lord said so. Amen?
Yeah.
It's already there. It's a done deal. Amen?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
You see, no matter this is like in Joshua, and it's all the same thing. Amen?
Yeah.
When you take the city. Okay, not if. Well, if the Lord heals me, if he's already healed you, stupid. Have faith and take it, amen, by force and violence. The Lord loves those that do that, amen,
amen,
that take him at his word. Then what?
And it shall be when ye have taken the city, that ye shall set the city on fire.
You mean to say we're going to set the city after you shall set the city on fire. Now, if you take the city, then set it on fire. No. When you take it, then set it on fire. You weren't just set the world on fire with the gospel. Just go out and blaze the gospel. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And this is not something that I'm saying to you, or the Bible says to you, to enthuse you for a moment. You to carry this enthusiasm and continue in the Word to receive the enthusiasm on a daily basis, so that the Word of God, that the work of God continues on, and that the power of God keeps flowing down from heaven right here on earth. He wants heaven on earth. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Amen. And filled the earth, all right? His will is to be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Now let's go.
According to the commandment of the Lord shall ye do. See, I have commanded you.
I have commanded you. Okay, then what else?
Verse 9. Joshua therefore sent them forth, and they went to lie in ambush, and abode between Bethel and Ai on the west side of Ai.
Joshua sent them forth under the instructions of God. And they knew that he was of God because the Jordan opened up. Amen?
Amen.
And they saw the walls of Jericho come down. So each miracle that happened causes them to have more faith in what Joshua has to say. Well, wouldn't it be Joshua? A bunch of us just got killed. Yes, they got killed because there was sin in the camp. But now that we put him to death, God told me that we're going to go up there and we're going to have victory now because there's no sin. Don't think for 1 minute or 1 second even that there's going to be victory in your life if you're a sinner. Forget it. You'll get killed. You'll be destroyed. If you, now the Lord said, if you get the literature out, you will not be destroyed. But if you don't, he promises you will be destroyed. Amen?
Amen.
So don't doubt that for a second. Get the literature out. If God gives prosperity to this church, and it's there if you keep his commandments, that you get the literature out. And if you get the gospel out to people when they come into the church, well then, don't for 1 second start disbelieving us when you become fat cats. Okay? Because if you do, if the fat cat life starts getting to you instead of just being humble and doing what the Lord says, then everything that God has provided for you will be taken away, and you'll wind up in hell in the lake of fire and dead. You'll be destroyed, he said. You don't believe that? Well then, and you can't remember that, because the things of this world are too predominant. You can see them. Even though God has created everything that you can see with that which you cannot see. Have faith in God. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
But Joshua lodged that night among the people. Verse 10.
Yeah, so he wasn't afraid. He lodged right in there with the soldiers. Amen?
Amen.
Right on the front lines. He knew he wasn't going to get killed because God is God and he cannot lie. He's not going to deceive his people. He's not going to tell you something that is provided for you that isn't true. It's there. You're already saved. You're already filled with the Spirit. You already have immortality. Now don't blow it. Don't lose it. Amen?
No.
You already have victory because God said so. You've already got prosperity. All you have to do is take it. But you take it, and you take it by obeying the Lord, not by going down to somebody's cash register and taking it off, or grabbing somebody's purse on the street, all right? Or whatever way you think that you're to. God just does it, amen?
Amen?
All right, then what?
Verse 10, and Joshua rose up early in the morning and numbered the people and went up, he and the elders of Israel, before the people to Ai. Verse 11, and all the people, even the people of war that were with him, went up and drew nigh and came before the city, and pitched on the north side of Ai. Now there was a valley between them and Ai. Verse 12. And he took about 5,000 men and set them to lie in ambush between Bethel and Ai on the west side of the city. Verse 13. And when they had set the people, even all the host that was on the north of the city, and their liers in wait on the west of the city, Joshua went that night into the midst of the valley.
Went right down there. Mm-hmm.
Verse 14. And it came to pass, when the king of Ai saw it, that they hasted and rose up early, and the men of the city went out against Israel to battle, he and all his people, at the time appointed, before the plain. But he wist not that there were liers in ambush against him behind the city.
See, our enemy, the devil, and all his people have great confidence if there's sin in our camp, because they say, where is your Lord? Where is your Lord? They come in and slaughter you, and they just laugh at you, and God lets them do it. And so they've got a lot of confidence here because they mopped up on them before. Amen?
Yeah.
But now they don't realize that sin's out of the camp and that God's now with them and they're obedient to what God said. And so here they've got all this confidence because they whipped him once before. They whipped him just like a son. Amen? They spanked him just like a son. And they, worse than that, they killed a bunch of them. So now they have the victory. All right, then what?
Verse 15. And Joshua and all Israel made as if they were beaten before them and fled by the way of the wilderness.
Yeah, Ai, the people of Ai, thought it was going to be the same now. But they don't know God. And so there's a lot of people in the world that have tremendous confidence, you know, because they've seen us been mopped up before when there were so many sinners in our camp. And I warned everybody that God's going to take everything away from you. And he did. And except the property out here in Los Angeles. Because he knew that some people would come back and learn from the lesson and would not transgress against the Lord again. All right, and so here we are. And the Lord is starting, he's been prospering us now. Because we're feeding. I'm out here feeding the children of the Lord. And feeding the world the gospel. And people are getting the literature out, and people are being obedient to the things that the Lord tells me for them to do. All right, and so everything is provided for us now. Amen. God is fighting in our camp. And so don't attack us, because God will get you if you do. Okay, and then what else?
Verse 16. And all the people that were in Ai were called together to pursue after them. And they pursued after Joshua and were drawn away from the city.
Okay, that's a cliffhanger. Now, let's go into the translation now. 1 through 16.
How the Israelites defeated Ai. Then the Lord said to Joshua, quote, do not be afraid or discouraged. Take the entire army and attack Ai, for I have given to you the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land. Verse 2. You'll destroy them as you destroyed Jericho and its king.
You will do it. Amen. Then what?
But this time you may keep the captured goods and the cattle for yourself.
The gold, the silver, the cattle, everything. Amen?
Amen.
The goods and the livestock. Then what?
Set an ambush behind the city. Unquote. Verse 3. So Joshua and the army of Israel set out to attack Ai. Joshua chose 30,000 fighting men and sent them out at night. Verse 4, with these orders, quote, hide in ambush close behind the city and be ready for action. Verse 5, when our main army attacks, the men of Ai will come out to fight us as they did before, and we will run away from them. Verse 6, we will let them chase us until they have all left the city. For they will say, quote, the Israelites are running away from us as they did before, unquote. Verse 7, then you will jump up from your ambush and take possession of the city, for the Lord your God will give it to you. Verse 8, set the city on fire as the Lord has commanded. You have your orders. Unquote. Verse 9, so they left that night and lay in ambush between Bethel and the west side of Ai. But Joshua remained among the people in the camp that night. Verse 10, early the next morning Joshua roused his men and started toward Ai, accompanied by the leaders of Israel. Verse 11, they camped on the north side of Ai with a valley between them and the city. Verse 12, that night Joshua sent 5,000 men to lie in ambush between Bethel and Ai on the west side of the city. Verse 13, so they stationed the main army north of the city, and the ambush was west of the city. Joshua himself spent that night in the valley. Verse 14, when the king of Ai saw the Israelites across the valley, he and all his army totally went out early the next morning and attacked the Israelites at a place overlooking the Jordan Valley.
They didn't keep anybody in the town. It says all of them went out. Amen?
Amen.
And so the others were able to go into the town and start burning the town, and then start sandwiching them in. Here, the Israelites are fleeing from them over here, and then all of a sudden they're going to stop fleeing from them and turn around, and then they're going to start thinking about turning back to run to their city, and they're going to see it on fire. And here, the rest of the Hebrews are coming from them from the other direction. Amen?
Amen?
They're in a sandwich between a rock and a hard place. All right? Okay, then go ahead.
But he didn't realize that there was an ambush behind the city. Verse 15, Joshua and the Israelites' army fled toward the wilderness as though they were badly beaten. Verse 16, all the men in the city were called out to chase after them. In this way, they were lured away from the city. King James Version, verse 17, and there was not a man left in Ai or Bethel that went not out after Israel. And they left the city open and pursued after Israel.
Now, how could anybody have faith to fight them, this whole city, two cities? How could anyone have faith to fight the entire world? I have faith because the Lord said, if you get the literature out, they cannot destroy you. Okay? The whole world's government cannot destroy you. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, this is way bigger than a city. This is L.A., New York, London, Paris, Belgium, everywhere. And the world cannot destroy me. That's why the paper in Nashville says, before they put me in prison for false, for the righteousness sake, on fallacy, they said, we almost believe that Tony Alamo was invincible. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
I remember it very much. And here we come back, and we have more than we had before, like Job. Amen? And so here we are. Are we invincible? Is it possible? Is there such a thing? Does it exist? Yes, in the Lord, we are invincible, and we are eternal. Amen?
Amen.
They are not. But we want them to be, and so therefore we don't kill anybody. We don't use guns or weapons, carnal weapons, but we use the weapon of the word of the Lord. The Lord says, get it out and you'll be spared. Don't get it out and you'll be destroyed. So believe the Lord as these people did and have the victory. It's already provided. God said it. Amen?
Amen.
He gave you a choice between not being destroyed and then being destroyed. Choose which one you'll take. Okay, then what?
Verse 18, and the Lord said unto Joshua, stretch out the spear that is in thy hand toward Ai, for I will give it into thine hand.
He said, well, we've been in the ministry now for 30 years or something like that. Joshua was in the ministry for over 40 years, all right? And here he is, full blast. Now he's really arrived, because now he's not only didn't retire and have people carrying him around on a couple of poles with a little bed in between both of them, but he's out there in the valley with them, and he's right there on the front lines. Amen?
Amen.
And you, if you think that you've been in the ministry too long, then you'll be out of the ministry and out of the power and the faith of God. Yeah, we cannot retire on this side of eternity. There's no retirement plan in the gospel. The only time we retire is when we go up into the kingdom of heaven. Then you're retired for eternity. Here we work. In eternity, we rest. If you don't work here, if you rest here, you will work in the workhouse with fire on you eternally. You'll never rest. Take your choice. Work here and rest eternally, or rest here and get into the hell fire and into the lake of fire and no rest at all for eternity. I want to rest for eternity, okay? I'll work here because it's easy, it's fun, it's always exciting, and I see the Lord working, and I love that. Okay, then what?
And Joshua stretched out the spear that he had in his hand toward the city. Verse 19, and the ambush arose quickly out of their place, and they ran as soon as he had stretched out his hand, and they entered into the city and took it, and hasted and set the city on fire.
Just like the Lord told him to do. Not one stone was unturned. They did what he said, so therefore they know that they're not going to be killed. Now, there wasn't even one person killed over at Jericho. Amen? That's a miracle. It's a miracle.
Amen.
All right, then what?
Verse 20, and when the men of Ai looked behind them, they saw, and behold, the smoke of the city ascended up to heaven. And they had no power to flee this way or that way. And the people that fled to the wilderness turned back upon the pursuers.
Right. This is, hey, we were just teasing you. We were just pretending to run from you. No, we're going to get you. Okay? Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. Amen? Okay, then what?
Verse 21. And when Joshua and all Israel saw that the ambush had taken the city and that the smoke of the city ascended, then they turned again and slew the men of Ai.
Okay, just like the Lord said. Amen?
Amen.
The power was there because they had faith to do what he said. Okay, did they just step back and say, well, God's going to do all the work? He said he's with them. They had to go and do something. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what else?
Verse 22. And the other issued out of the city.
The lighthouse put on the light. They put the light in the building, but they had to turn on the switch. Amen.
Amen.
There's something that we got to do too. Amen. Don't let these devils, these false prophets, tell you otherwise. That you can just sit. God called us into retirement. No, He called us to do His work, to be involved with Him in work. Put my yoke upon you, my work upon you. We yoke up yourself with me. Let's work together. In other words. That's what that means. Then what?
And the other issued out of the city against them, so they were in the midst of Israel, some on this side and some on that side. And they smote them so that they let none of them remain or escape.
The Lord called us into a war. That's why He tells us to put on the full armor of God. The faith, all the faith of God, and to do what He says. Otherwise, what's the armor for? He knows that we're going to get shot at the devil. And the people and the false Christians are going to try to discourage you, but we can't be discouraged if we believe that God has provided everything for those that love Him and keep His commandments, that fear Him and keep His commandments. Amen?
Amen.
So that's what you have to do, is have faith so that the power will work. For the power worketh by faith. And faith, when the Lord knows you have faith, and James says, I'll show you my faith by my works. Amen?
Amen.
He didn't call us into that. But Paul said, I fought a good fight. He didn't say I rested and lounged around like some of your mommies and daddies have told you to do and you've seen them do. They're going to hell if they don't wake up and start doing it. All right? And you're going to go too if you follow them, if you admire the ones that you were raised by that are of no value to the Lord and never have been. They're like Achans, and they've raised you to be Achans now. Wake up and listen to God. He's the one that created them and everything that you can see. Everything that we see was created by that which was invisible, that is invisible. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Verse 23. And the king of Ai they took alive and brought him to Joshua. Verse 24. And it came to pass when Israel had made an end of slaying all the inhabitants of Ai, in the field, in the wilderness wherein they chased them, and when they were all fallen on the edge of the sword until they were consumed, that all the Israelites returned unto Ai and smote it with the edge of the sword. Verse 25. And so it was that all that fell that day, both of men and women, were 12,000, even all the men of Ai. Translation, verse 17 through 25. There was not a man left in Ai or Bethel who did not chase after the Israelites, and the city was left wide open. Verse 18, then the Lord said to Joshua, quote, point your spear toward Ai, for I will give you the city. Unquote. Joshua did as he was commanded. Verse 19, as soon as Joshua gave the signal, the men in the ambush jumped up and poured into the city. They quickly captured it and set it on fire. Verse 20, when the men of Ai looked behind them, smoke from the city was filling the sky, and they had nowhere to go.
for the Israelites who had fled in the direction of the wilderness now turned on their pursuers. Verse 21, and Joshua and the other Israelites saw that the ambush had succeeded and that smoke was rising from the city. They turned and attacked the men of Ai. Verse 22, then the Israelites who were inside the city came out and started killing the enemy from the rear. So the men of Ai were caught in a trap, and all of them died. Not a single person survived or escaped. 23. Only the king of Ai was taken alive and brought to Joshua. Verse 24. When the Israelite army finished killing all the men outside the city, they went back and finished off everyone inside. Verse 25. So the entire population of Ai was wiped out that day, 12,000 in all. King James Version, verse 26. For Joshua drew not his hand back, wherewith he stretched out the spear, until he had utterly destroyed all the inhabitants of Ai.
Yeah, you want to make sure that every enemy, every doubt is killed that you have, every lie or deception that Satan gives you is killed. You have to destroy them. You can't sit back idly and then consider the things that Satan is telling you, or to look at the people in the world who seemingly are prospering and are really not, and think that that's really the way to go. It's like you did with the world, and you see all kinds of money being spent, and you say, wow, maybe we're not flourishing as much as we ought to. Wouldn't it be nice to be living this way and all that? But the people usually that you see that are supposedly prospering, yeah, they're big conglomerates, and they're people that are very unscrupulous, and you would for sure go to hell if you, in the lake of fire, if you were a part of them at all. And so you have to just do what the Lord said. It's just such a simple thing to do, and don't believe any of the deception of the world. Nothing that the world has, or anyone other than God. All right? And then you have the victory. Okay, go ahead.
Verse 27.
You have the healing, you have the victory. You've got salvation, you've got prosperity, you've got all the gifts that God has, and is like it's a circle. If you do what the Lord says, you'll always be prosperous. It's just like a ring, a promise. It's just you never will be destroyed. You'll have peace on earth. And it's just a matter of you fighting your own thoughts and the thoughts that Satan is pelting your brain with, and to be subject unto those that are of the Lord, and so submit yourselves one to another, and don't doubt God's ability. If you do, then look at pictures that the astronauts took of the earth and see that it's hanging there on nothing. Seemingly nothing, amen? But it's hanging, the Bible says, on the Word of God. That's how powerful it is. So you can really trust the Word of God. You know, if all people realize that we do, everyone has to trust that the world is going to stay, abide forever. Otherwise, you'd lose confidence and you'd be trying to run someplace, or some of them have lost so much faith in God that they're trying to go to the moon. But don't you know that God's going to turn the moon to blood, amen?
Amen.
So what good is that? And he can stop the rocket and just have it orbit forever up there, and you'll have no food or water. But then what? Poor little man. Poor little funny man. Okay, what else? With your funny thoughts. You're in the image and likeness of the Lord, so there isn't anything funny about that. However, you're funny for thinking your own thoughts. Amen. But it's really not funny. It's tragic. Tragico. Okay, then what else?
Verse 27, only the cattle and the spoil of that city Israel took for a prey unto themselves, according unto the word of the Lord, which he commanded Joshua. Verse 28, and Joshua burnt Ai and made it an heap forever, even a desolation unto this day.
I was there. I saw it. It's just nothing there. Then what else? All it is it's like a whole city full of houses made out of stone, and they're not really, they look like huts, and there's no roofs on them or nothing. It's just like a graveyard of houses that are not inhabited. And then there's a big pile of rocks there where Achan is buried. Well, Ai is the desolate, and Achan is under this great pile of white stones, about a block and a half, 2 blocks long, and very high at one point, and it slopes down at another point. It's wide, pretty wide, about maybe 24 feet at the biggest part, and it dwindles down to maybe 4 feet at the end. Okay, I chopped that part out. Okay, then what else?
Verse 29. And the king of Ai, he hanged on a tree until eventide. And as soon as the sun was down, Joshua commanded that they should take his carcass down from the tree and cast it at the entering of the gate of the city, and raise thereon a great heap of stones that remaineth unto this day. Verse 30. Then Joshua built an altar unto the Lord, God of Israel, in Mount Ebal. Verse 31. As Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded the children of Israel, as it is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of whole stones, over which no man hath lift up any iron, and they offered thereon burnt offerings unto the Lord, and sacrificed peace offerings. Verse 32. And he wrote thereupon the stones a copy.
All right, when people have the victory, you want to thank and praise the Lord, you know. That you, why are you thanking? Because he gave you the faith to receive that which he already said is provided. Okay? It wasn't what you did that caused the provisions. The provisions are there. Obedience and faith is what gets that which has already been provided. It's a done deal. Everything is there. It's already provided. It is finished 2,000 years ago. On the sixth day of God's creation, it was there. Everything was there. Just keep the promise, keep his word, and all the promises are yours. Amen?
Amen.
It doesn't make any difference if, you may make some mistakes. I'm not talking about sin, but you may make some mistakes because, let's face it, we're made out of the dirt of the ground. But if you got faith and you do what the Lord says, you got a little bit of foolishness during the day or something like that, once in a blue moon. Everything is provided for you if you have faith and keep the commandments of the Lord. That's one thing you can't jive around with, okay? You've got to have faith in God in order for that power to work. And you have to take what he has for you. And you must do what he said, be obedient to him. Okay, that's just the formula. Then what? It's already there. Okay, what else? It's a done deal. Then what?
Verse 32. And he wrote there upon the stones a copy of the law of Moses, which he wrote in the presence of the children of Israel. Verse 33. And all Israel and their elders and officers and their judges stood on this side the ark and on that side before the priests, the Levites, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, as well the stranger as he that was born among them. Half of them over against Mount Gerizim, and half of them over against Mount Ebal, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded before, that they should bless the people of Israel. And afterward he read all the words of the law, the blessings and cursings, according to all that is written in the book of the law.
So, Jesus, when he came, he says, I didn't come to destroy the law. I came to show you that it really, I came to fulfill it, to do everything it said, because I don't want to be cursed, and for all of humanity to be cursed. I'm coming to save people by me being the only one that ever kept all the commandments, so that I can, when I go up to the Father, and in the Spirit, come down and give you the power to keep all the commandments too. Because the Bible says there's no condemnation to those that keep the commandments, because they walk in the Spirit. There's no condemnation to those that walk not after the flesh, but walk in the Spirit, because it's the Spirit that gives you life and shows you that the power is there. You'll experience the power in you, and you'll know that the power is available for you. The power of salvation, healing, victory, and prosperity, and all the gifts are there for you if you just walk in the Spirit. All right? God knows you believe that.
if you walk in the Spirit. If you walk in the Spirit, that the only way you can do that is to keep the Lord near you, is to just be in the Word one way or the other every day, and to meditate both day and night on it. All right? Okay. Go ahead.
Verse 35. There was not a word of all that Moses commanded, which Joshua read not before all the congregation of Israel, with the women and the little ones, and the strangers that were conversant among them.
All right, and no translation.
Verse 26 through 35. For Joshua kept holding out his spear until everyone who had lived in Ai was completely destroyed. Verse 27. Only the cattle and the treasures of the city were not destroyed, for the Israelites kept these for themselves, as the Lord had commanded Joshua. Verse 28. So Ai became a permanent mound of ruins, desolate to this very day. Verse 29. Joshua hung the king of Ai on a tree and left him there until evening. At sunset, the Israelites took down the body and threw it in front of the city gate. They piled a great heap of stones over him that can still be seen today. The Lord's covenant renewed. Verse 30. Then Joshua built an altar to the Lord, the God of Israel, on Mount Ebal. Verse 31. He followed the instructions that Moses, the Lord's servant, had written in the book of the law. Quote, make me an altar from stones that are uncut and have not been shaped with iron tools, unquote. Then on the altar they presented burnt offerings and peace offerings to the Lord. Verse 32. And as the Israelites watched, Joshua copied the law of Moses onto the stones of the altar. Verse 33. Then all the Israelites, foreigners and citizens alike, along with the leaders, officials, and judges, were divided into two groups.
Now they wrote them on stone then. The Lord now has them written on our hearts. Yeah, I mean, of course, if you're definitely believe in the power and you have the faith in, you're receiving the power every day. You're receiving gifts, and you're desirous of having the gifts. You covet the gifts of the Lord. You covet to have all the power of God. If you don't care about that, you care about something else, well, say you're not one of the Lord. You don't belong to the Lord. He wants those that love what he has. Just like you would if you had a child that wanted the things that you have and wanted to be part of what you do. If you have a son or a daughter and they want to be part of you, they want to be involved with you, well, then they will be. But if they say they want to and then they're involved in everything else during the day, that isn't your son. That isn't your daughter. Amen?
Yeah.
Okay, then what they want to be is surfers or something. I don't want a son or a daughter like that. Amen?
Yeah.
Then what else?
One group stood at the foot of the Mount Gerizim and the other at the foot of Mount Ebal. Each group faced the other, and between them stood the Levitical priest carrying the Ark of the Lord's Covenant. This was all done according to the instructions Moses, the servant of the Lord, had given for blessing the people of Israel. Verse 34. Joshua then read to them all the blessings and curses Moses had written in the book of the law. Verse 35. Every command Moses had ever given was read to the entire assembly, including the women and children and the foreigners who live among the Israelites.
All right, now I have, that was 35 verses of the 8th chapter of Joshua, and now we have a little bit more commentary here.
8 verse 2. Israel was to learn that obedience brings reward. God told them they could take of the spoil at Ai, which they had been unable to do at Jericho. 8 verse 10. The elders of Israel were the heads of clans and families, representing the nation on special occasions. 8 verse 12. These 5,000 men who were separate, contingent from the 30,000 of verse 3, and were dispatched to ambush any reinforcements from Bethel. 8 verse 13 through 14. Joshua's nocturnal tactics were visible enough to stir the king of Ai, who rose early to challenge Israel. 8 verse 17. Bethel and Ai were less than 2 miles apart, but only Ai was conquered. Bethel was taken later. Chapter 12, verse 16. 8:23. The fact that they took the king of Ai alive was not a violation of God's command. Verse 2. Rather, it was to emphasize his death by hanging him on a tree. Verse 29. Displaying a body by hanging it was an indication of God's curse. Deuteronomy 21, verse 22 through 23. 8, verse 30 through 35. Mount Ebal was about 20 miles north of Ai. In accordance with the law of Moses, Joshua built an altar to honor God and renew the covenant. Deuteronomy 27, verse 1 through 10. 8, verse 31 through 32. The burnt offerings were all for God. Animals were killed, drained of their blood, then burned to ashes on the altar. They represented the total consecration of self to God. That's the way it is today. We must become as a heap of ashes, totally consecrated to God. See Leviticus chapter 1, verse 1.
Why? Because everything in the universe is provided for us. Amen?
Amen.
Why not? I mean, if you're not going to do that, you're consecrating yourself to the world and the devil and yourself. And you can't provide anything for yourself. The world can't either, any lasting thing. And there isn't anything that Satan can give you except deception. He just deceives. That's all he has the power to do. He cannot make you sin, and he cannot kill you unless you disobey God. He'll kill you then. And God will kill you too. All right, then what else?
The peace offerings were also animal sacrifices, but the meat was eaten by the priests and the people. They symbolized gratitude, commitment to God, and fellowship with him. Leviticus chapter 7, verse 11 through 18. 8, verse 34.
You know, you see people like... I can actually watch the faces of people when I'm preaching, and I see that when they're really enthusiastic, they're believing, and then all of a sudden something that the Bible says, and then they just slump down. You can see that they don't receive that portion of the word of the Lord. And that isn't hurting anybody but themselves. All that is, or they like they're frowning, you know, it's like it's hard for them to receive that God has provided everything. I mean, that's just beyond their ability to think, because all they know is what they see. All they taste, touch, feel, hear, and so on and so forth. All the little menial, trivial, bodily functions that they have, that's all they know. And anything that's beyond that, they can't see it because they're children of wrath. And that's all there is. They have their little five senses. And beyond that, there's just nothing exists to them. That's all that exists. It's their little tiny five senses. My. How utterly stupid you are. Then what else? You and yours. Then what?
8 verse 34. The blessings and the cursings were integral to the covenant relationship. The blessings would come if the covenant was obeyed, the cursings if not. See Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26 through 28.
Hurry up.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
11.
Yeah, Jeannie cut this out because we're sorry. Stop the machine.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26 through 28. Quote, "Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God."
If. Everything is an if. If you do, if you get the tracts out, the literature, the things I give you to write, and the tapes, and all these things, you will not be destroyed. But, IF, capital IF with a line underneath it. If you don't, you will be destroyed. Try, you know, I know we've got small minds, and very little fiber. But do that. Remember that, please. Every chance you get those tracks out. As the Spirit instructs you to. All right, then what?
A blessing if ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if ye will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day, to go after other gods which ye have not known.
And other gods is not the God. What it is like if you get into clothing, food, sports, these are your gods, or entertainment, or food, or, you know, whatever, nice places to live, whatever, cars, yachts, anything that the world has, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life. There's millions of things that could be your God. Money. Okay, then what?
8, verse 1 through 9. Once again, God gave Joshua detailed plans to follow. With this guidance, these instructions, Joshua used his God-given reasoning to assess the situation and develop a detailed strategy to defeat his enemies. God gave him those instructions. For such a plan to succeed, the soldiers had to exercise discipline and self-control, attacking only when the enemy was most vulnerable. Thus, by using God's methods, Joshua and his people demonstrated that they had learned from their defeat and had grown spiritually. God's plans all the time require discipline and self-control, which can only be attained through work, struggle, and walking in the Spirit. The ability to say no to our human urges places us in reach of God's divine plan to have His Spirit give us the power to say no.
And that power is available, just like all the other power, all the other graces of God. Then what?
8, verse 10 through 23. The Israelites executed God's plans exactly as He had given it to them. Joshua relied solely on God in the midst of the battle, and God gave the Israelites victory. When our desires and impulses lead us away from God, it's our flesh. It would be far more profitable to remember what Joshua did. He trusted in God that his faith did not result in a life free from battles. The battles were to be fought and won through continued reliance on God. Like Joshua,
we cannot be free from battles, whether we like it or not. We've been called to fight the good fight of faith. Whether you think you're so small in the body of Christ that you don't have to fight, you've already received deception from the devil. We've all been called to fight the good fight of faith, whether you like it or not. Well, I don't feel like a fighter. Well, you're not supposed to have feelings. You're supposed to walk by faith. You have to be a fighter, okay, to fight this devil. If the devil says something, you have to fight back and with the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
You're called into a war. Well, but I'm a man of peace. If you want to be a man of peace, you have to fight. You have to fight for that peace. All right? That's just the way it is. Children, all right? Then what else?
Like Joshua, we need to preserve ourself and our relationship with God by His strength living and working in us. And by that, we are able to resist the tendency to run from our own personal battle.
Well, praise the Lord. That was Joshua chapter 8, and 35 verses, and some verses from Ephesians, second chapter. Did we read verse 8?
Not completely, no.
Let's read completely verse 8 in Ephesians. Okay, please.
Chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace are ye saved through faith.
By power are ye saved by faith, because the power of God comes by faith. Then what? Works by faith. Then what?
And that not of yourselves.
No, it's already provided for you. There's nothing you can do. Then what?
It is the gift of God.
Okay, it is the gift of God. Now, read some more.
Okay. Verse 9, not of works, lest any man should boast.
No, because God already did the work. All you have to do is to be obedient in order to receive the things that he's already provided. Amen?
Amen.
So, in other words, you have to be obedient, working his works, not yours. Okay? Then what?
For we are his workmanship.
We are his workmanship. Amen? He created us. We can't create him or create any power for ourselves. It all comes from him. Then what?
Created in Christ Jesus unto good works.
In the Word of God, which is Jesus, unto good works. There it is again, see, to do good, his good work, not what you think is good works. Then what?
Which God hath before ordained.
Because he already ordained it. It's a done deal. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
That we should walk in them.
That we should walk in his power by faith in him, not yourself. Then what?
Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hand, that at that time ye were without Christ.
Mentioned verses.
Okay. So verse 12, that at that time ye were without Christ.
At that time you were without power, without faith. Then what?
Being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel.
From the commonwealth, what wealth? God has provided everything. Okay, he wasn't able to latch on to everything he had. But now you have it. Hallelujah. Amen. Then what?
And strangers from the covenants of promise.
Well, you're strangers from the everything that he promises is already provided. Amen.
Yeah.
Then what?
Having no hope and without God in the world.
You're without him for victory, salvation, prosperity, and healing, and all the gifts. Amen?
Amen.
Is that the end of 12?
Yes.
Well, let's stop there. And until chapter 9 of Joshua, keep meditating on these things. You already have everything, providing you just do what he says. Amen?
Amen.
Till chapter 9, God bless you and praise the Lord.